Shalom, family. Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We got the booby boppers over here dancing.
The booby boppers?
The booby break dancers. But what's up, man? We're here chopping it up game, man. I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. And over here in the little hot pink, we have Layla. What's up, Layla?
Woo!
I know. Got her little white girl moment right now. Woo! And over here looking like a nice little summer snack. Back in from Chicago, looking nice and refreshed.
For a meal.
Yes. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
I am excellent. Hey, guys. What's up?
Bree, how was Chicago? Because your comeback glowing. Something
Chicago.
Happened. I mean, your vibe is just
what's
refreshed.
The
I can imagine.
It was picnics and family and good food.
Go ahead.
All type of shit.
Man, what all you do out there?
It was hot as shit. Well, I ate everything. Everything that y'all didn't eat. Because we was moving too fast when we were there, but I got to Papa Do's. I was so excited about that. But there was Taraji's husband throws a picnic every year. Her fiance.
His fiance. They're not married, but
in Chicago?
I didn't know he was.
Well, he's a former Bears player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he throws a picnic every year that, of course, I know nothing about. But I end up going this year, and it was like at least 300 black people. There was no shooting, no fighting, good times, everybody drinking and smoking, having a good time. So
I think I seen, is that the one you went to on your Instagram? You put it a little bit on there? I seen it. Yeah,
yeah, that
it
shit was
fun.
Live.
I was like, damn, I want to be
there. Dudes was jumping out of bushes like, hey, how you doing? Where you been? I haven't seen you
jumping
in a while.
Out of bushes.
They was letting me in free everywhere. Like, people like was recognizing me. And I'm like, Layla is missing out. Fucking lame.
Man.
I know. Only because I was telling y'all my cousin died right. And I had to go to a funeral. But, and I had a lot of family shit going on. But I wanted to go. I really did.
Chicago was a good time, though. It's always a good time.
I see they have some bomb block parties out there, it looks
Yes.
I saw another female friend of mine from Chicago, and she was at a block party. That shit looked like it was cracking.
In Hyde Park?
Yeah.
They keeping it copacetic because it's our age group.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what the key thing is. When you start getting 19 and 20-year-olds and then they bring them bangers out, it'd be a whole nother story.
Yeah.
So. We too old to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Motherfuckers is gonna fight. Baby.
Yeah, Alf Ryder's hurting and you're trying to duck a bullet. You're scratching up your bunions running. That ain't no good fucking look.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Man. So did you get any romance out there,
exactly.
Bree? That's we're trying to get all up in your business.
I know. You know, I did not.
Because you come in looking all supple. That's the word for the day, supple. That's what I'm thinking. She's looking a little too fucking supple.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I'm telling y'all, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for myself.
But there's a lot of cute guys. That's what I realized about Chicago. When we went out there, I was like, I would have a husband if I lived here.
Mm. Yeah, you probably would. Yeah.
Easy.
And there were some, like, really good dudes, like, hollering at me. But it's like, man, I'm about to go in a couple days.
Very
so
true.
It was just like,
that's
whatever.
True.
But, yes, it was a good time. Man. No nookie for me.
Boo, boring.
So fellas,
wasted trip. No,
I'm joking. So listeners, shoot your shot.
No, quit telling us shoot the damn shot.
You're supposed to do speed dating, Tariq. What the hell happened to that?
I know. We still going to get that
popping. They can't shoot their shot unless it's in person.
Man,
right.
So
that's
I
right.
can block that shit like the Kimba.
Some people always hit me up, Bree blocked me. Tell them block me. I said, Bree blocked you. It's for a good reason.
Yeah, they be asking me that. How come Bree blocking me, man?
They asked me why. You block them too.
Yeah. I just asked what their mouth do. I guess it's some most stupid ass shit. Like, nigga, really?
That's why you gotta block.
We the block family.
You know, I didn't start it blocking folks finally.
You did?
Because I used to tell Bri, I was like, I never have to block people, but now people getting real aggressive. But I didn't used to get these aggressors. That people getting crazy now.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that summertime thirst is a motherfucker with these niggas.
Right. Speaking of crazy.
Man, so what's going on in the news, Layla?
R. Kelly. Hoo-hoo.
Lord. This nigga.
40 minutes of my life wasted. That's what I was telling
her. She listened to that song twice. He did a 19-minute song confessing to a lot of stuff.
Did you hear it, Jerome?
I heard it.
Because Bree,
Have you heard it, Bree?
I did not listen to it. No,
okay.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I did not listen.
So y'all don't feel just a little bit sorry for this fool. Just a little bit.
You know what? The thing about the song, a lot of people are kind of flipping what it meant. Well, he was admitting a lot of stuff except any type of criminal activity. That was the whole, he was trying to be.
He can't read.
Right, where he was trying to be ironic. Like, look, I'll admit to all this other stuff, but I didn't do what people are accusing me of. But yeah, people kind of got and said, hey, he just admitted to fucking them kids. So, you know, hey.
What do you think about the part where he said people were pushing their daughters off on me?
Right,
which
yeah,
I kind of believe, because people will sell that.
I know for a fact that's true.
I know that's true.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you got to take the bait.
Right, yeah, yeah, hell, shit.
I was just about to say, that don't mean shit, though.
It don't mean nothing. People try to sell me crack. I ain't going to smoke it. Shit. So that's no excuse at all.
What about him molested as a child?
Yeah, yeah. He said something about he was touched as a kid. So he was, you know, admitting a lot of stuff. And, you know, he admitted that he was illiterate. And people, that's kind of been known in the industry for a long time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, why is so many men his age illiterate? Like, what happened
during
that generation? Like,
usually something traumatic happens. You know, he was molested.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of fucks with
him. Yeah, that kind of fucks with him. He was on his own since he was like 11. He also was saying, like, his publishing, they took all, you know, because he's illiterate.
Yeah.
He sold all his publishing. Right. He said the only reason why he's touring right now is for money. That's the only money he can get.
Yeah.
He was saying, basically all, he was saying, like, shit, like he, used to have sex with his homeboy's wife, and he's just a dirtbag.
Yeah, like he's doing that little creep squad dirtbag type shit. And they said he has dyslexia. That might be a contributing factor to.
He needs a therapist. That's why I feel bad for him. But then again, but I also had to think about what you be saying, Tariq, how you say how us as black people, we're so hard on each other.
Yeah.
Like, perfect example, Demi Lovato. She has a heroin overdose right now. Okay. She just went into the hospital for a heroin overdose, right? Yeah.
Who?
Demi Lovato. Yeah.
This just happened like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I feel like her supporters are going to be like, oh, my God, poor Demi. But she's a drug addict.
Right.
Kind of like
Demi Lovato, the little.
Yes, from Disney. Yes.
Seriously?
The singer. Yes. Yeah, yeah. She's in the hospital now.
Right now,
yeah,
for a heroin overdose.
But I thought she had, like, some type of terminal illness. Like,
no, she's always been on drugs. She's always been a heavy. Y'all know that, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. She's always been a heavy drug user on and off
drugs.
Is this
the Demi that was dating Justin Bieber?
No, she was dating that Spanish guy from That 70s Show.
Is he Spanish?
Yeah, he's Spanish.
Valderrama.
Yeah.
Valderrama. You sure he's not East Indian, Layla?
No, I swear to God. No, he's Spanish for sure.
He did have an East Indian accent.
Chat room. Let me ask the chat room because Layla be getting shit.
No, because my cousin know him. That's how I know him. Boom,
hold on. I'm about to Wikipedia this shit right now.
Layla
be getting the shit so wrong. Hold on.
I swear he's Mexican, or he's in the Spanish descent. He's in Spanish descent.
How do you pronounce that nigga name?
Wilder Valderrama.
Wilder Valderrama.
Yeah, he is Spanish guy.
From what was the show he had?
That 70s Show.
No, his own show.
Oh, he did have another show.
He used to be like, you're about to get something.
What does it say? I don't know.
Let me see. Miami, Florida. Venezuela, okay. His people from Venezuela. Boom. Colombian and Venezuela. Okay, Layla got something right. Let's give it. Yes, yes.
Go to hell and go to really hell.
Man. But hopefully she'll be all right, you know.
But yeah. my point in saying that was basically saying that how her supporters, they're going to be like, oh, poor Demi, but that she's a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Kind of like R. Kelly, like, do we support, we do not necessarily support him, but do we not be so hard? Because this man needs therapy.
Yeah.
Why can't we just say, damn, this man needs help? And that's something in the black community. I seen a whole show about this, how this man can be mentally ill, and in the black community, we do not address it. We're like, oh, he just crazy.
But
he
know
lives.
What?
We never do
it's
shit.
It's hard to say this man is mentally ill when he is a musical genius. Like, some of the shit he's produced is literally.
I think most of the geniuses are mentally ill, though, straight up. I think
so
Kanye's
what you trying to say about me? You know I'm a genius, right?
And I think you're fucking nuts. I think Tariq is crazy as hell. I think you real crazy.
That's true.
Man.
There's a touch of crazy in every genius.
Yeah, especially if you black living in a system of racism. All of us are crazy as cat shit.
He mentioned that, too.
Yeah, so a lot of us are like, nigga, stand in line. You know, that's how the attitude is.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it overall, Tariq? Do you think, like, at this point, do we just, not necessarily support him, do we just not say shit? Do we just not be like, okay, R. Kelly, just go on by?
Well,
like,
that's what he needs, is the support. He needs people to keep coming to his show so he can make money. So it's like, what do you do in this
system? It's kind of like I'm torn. Like, I feel like he's a dirtbag, but then I feel like, damn,
because anything when niggas are fucking with kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
cool.
All right, nigga, that ain't cool at all. I can't co-sign that type of shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what they're accusing him of now is, like, you know, having a bunch of girlfriends and, you know,
that's what he said.
Yeah, so It's all in the. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. So I think
he
really
waited too long.
Yeah.
Waited too long and let too many rumors build up and
right.
And ran out of money.
And then you want to do a 19-minute song. Nothing, please.
He should have did that before he did in the closet or put that shit.
Right. Exactly.
Why you doing it in the closet? Nigga? You should have been this.
Man, so Bree, what else is happening out here?
I have some Black Girl Magic news.
And, oh, cool.
And yes. Black Girl Magic news, Black Woman Magic. The first woman to earn her PhD in nuclear engineering from MIT is a Black woman. Her name is Marina Robinson Snowden.
Okay.
And yeah, she earned her PhD in nuclear engineering.
What city does she live in?
She is, she did undergrad at Florida A&M. And it don't say what city she live in, I'm sure.
And what she look like?
She's actually really cute.
She actually looked like Peanut.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she's cute. She's hella cute. I mean, okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, saw this.
She's cute.
Yeah, because usually a lot of them girls be getting all them PhDs. They be looking like Tracy Morgan.
Shut up. I knew you was going to say. I thought she was going to say Gabby Sidibe.
No.
I saw a woman. She had been the first woman to receive something, and she kind of looks like Gabby.
Poor Gabby.
I know. Shout out to Gabby
Sidibe. Always.
I know. Shout out to Gabby. She's doing her thing.
What about Mink Slide, though?
Oh, yeah. Man, look, Mink Slide, our album came out, and our album is like the number one R&B song or album on Google Play right now.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's great.
Well, shout out to the family. People really, really, really love the album.
Yes.
And we tried to make an album that was classic. We tried to make an album that was thorough. It was like number 3 on iTunes. It's number 2 on Amazon in the best-selling R&B. And this is going up against the major label
crazy.
Stuff. You dig? So a lot of folks were shocked that it went down like that.
Yeah, you was still up there with her. I was like, okay, Tariq, I love her.
Yeah.
And the internet just released
the
album.
Yeah, and I like them. They're good. They're very good.
The internet is bomb, too.
They're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And but we were competing with the internet and some Asian R&B group. It's like this Asian R&B group called 88 Rising, and they're real big internationally. I'm like, God damn. And this is why I wanted to do R&B, because you got all these other people who, when you think of R&B, you got Asians and all these non-Black people claiming our shit.
Right.
Because we'll do a project or we'll do a genre, and then we'll walk away from it because we're always creating new things. But we have to hold on to a lot of shit that we do so that we can still control it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to R&B now, a lot of times you think Justin Timberlake.
Very true.
What's that thick white woman, Adele?
Post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone. Yeah. His shit is like on the top of the R&B charts too. So, you know, we just got to reclaim our stuff. And I shout out to everybody who got the Mink Slide album. You guys can get it also at iTunes, at Google Play, and let's make this thing pop off.
It's really good. I'm not
it's just saying,
I wish I didn't know you, because I'm like, I'm not being biased because I know you. That shit is bomb.
It's a good album.
And you know I love R&B.
Yes.
I'm like an R&B head. I love R&B.
Man,
so it's
a very cool album. I was getting my inner Freddie Jackson on it. That fucking album, nigga. I was getting in without the moisture, though.
I had my son listening to it. He was all singing because he loves music, too.
Cute. And it's a clean album. We don't have anything explicit. And that's another thing. We wanted to go back to that old 80s feel where it was clean. It wasn't like, I'm going to suck your ass tonight.
Yeah,
it wasn't that, none of that shit. Yeah, so.
I miss that kind of R&B, too.
Yeah, that's album two, right? The suck your ass part?
No.
Are you going to do that part?
I was like, wait a minute. You had a two disc?
The second album, you got to go a little more raunchy, though.
Oh, no, I'm going to keep that shit
real
clean. Oh, Layla, so what else is happening out here, Layla?
Let's see. What do y'all think about the whole, I know this is last week, but we weren't here because somebody
I know, nigga.
Told us not to come, and I could have came.
Yes, I forgot last week that, you know, Bree was out of town. I came in. I was mad than a motherfucker because y'all late. Me and Isambot sitting up here like, where are they? I'm like, where in the fuck are they? I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, I ain't even supposed to be in here. Okay.
Sideshow as fuck.
Yes.
I swear to God, Tariq. Stevie J and Faith Evans.
Got married.
Yeah, they got married in Vegas in a hotel room. And what do y'all, I just want to know what y'all
do
know.
Y'all think that could be a publicity stunt for the show?
I don't.
You don't think so?
What show?
Shit.
His
show. Yeah,
he's not on Love and Hip Hop anymore.
But he has the Stevie J thing. That show
he does, and they.
I feel. Jocelyn was legit mad. So
she
was legit mad. Like
she
started as soon as word hit the the internet. She went.
Yeah, because that was like a couple years ago. Remember?
What was a couple years?
Remember when Jocelyn? Remember when she bleached Stevie J's clothes when he was in LA working with Faith? This was like 2 years ago. She bleached his clothes because he was working with Faith Evans in the studio, and I was thinking, damn, it has to be more to that story. Damn, he just worked with the girl in the studio.
Yeah, but they used to mess around back in the day.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because, you know.
Was Biggie?
Yes, Stevie produced Biggie. And Stevie was there when Biggie got shot.
You know? He was there?
I didn't know that.
He was with him. He was at that club. He was at the club, I think.
What do you think about that?
Oh, man. That's.
It's been 20 years. Yeah. Used to be friends with this guy, and then you go remarry, not just his side hole, but his wife.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's a good question.
Would you care? I mean, you'd be dead, but
I mean, yeah,
how can he care?
Yeah.
No, but how does that make him, Stevie, look and her look?
Because, you know, we got to look at both sides. It's like, okay, y'all, my dude, we were cool. My dude died and you got his wife years later, but y'all been knowing each other for 20 something years. You guys have a real bond. You guys been through ups and downs. So you guys know each other better than most people. So there could be a genuine connection.
So I have
there.
A question for you.
Yes, yes.
God forbid anything ever happened to you.
Right.
If you have a very, I don't know all your close friends, but if you had a really, really close friend.
Right.
And you knew that this close friend would take care of your wife and kids, would you rather her be with him or a random Joe Blow?
Yeah, I wouldn't want my dude. I would feel funny about that. I'd be like,
how would you have any feeling if you're not here?
I'll be like Patrick Swayze in Ghost, like a motherfucker slapping that nigga. Damn, you don't know what's hit him. Like, damn, you know, something just punched me outside your house. Like, shit.
Where does the feeling come from when there's no one there to feel?
Not
so
anything.
At this point, it's literally like how each person feels at that moment and whether they give a damn or not about your opinion. Because that's all it is. Everybody's opinion. The only thing, I just hope he don't do her bad the way he does other women.
Right,
if you gonna take that leap and marry somebody that's close to you's wife, don't fucking shit on her. Like, that's all I feel.
Yeah.
She seems like a...
Other than that, live your mother.
Exactly. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
So, I don't really... So, I want to talk about this, but it's the pettiest shit I've read on the internet in a long time. But it has something to do with somebody's man and they wife.
Mm.
So, y'all know 50 Cent and...
Yes.
And Floyd is beefing again, and this beef is getting a little deep.
They're getting heavy. They're going at it heavy.
Yeah. And you know 50 is petty king.
Yeah.
So, I don't know this story fully. I halfway remember hearing this story. So, is P. Rilla the husband, or is Earl the husband?
I don't know.
The one that died was the P. Rilla guy.
P. Rilla.
That was the husband that shot her.
And then shot...
And the, yeah.
Okay, right.
Okay, y'all explain to me.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck is going on?
If I don't know, they don't know. Now, who was P. Rilla?
Okay, so 50 Cent was basically dry snitching when they were going back and forth on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And he was saying, like, a couple years ago, a guy had shot his wife and shot himself. His name was P. Rilla.
Okay.
And the reason why 50 Cent is saying the guy shot his wife and himself is because he got into an argument with Floyd over the phone and the girl. Like, I'm gonna call this nigga right now. You was fucking with him. Blah, 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 blah.
Wait. Now, somebody said, somebody said Earl is the one who died.
Exactly. That's Earl? What I thought.
The Layla getting it wrong. Okay, let's let Bree explain it.
No, and I'm trying to explain it the best way I can because it's pieced together. But so what, to my knowledge, is Earl and Stephanie were married.
Okay.
And
Earl and Stephanie were friends of Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd, okay. Yeah. Okay. Earl is like one of Floyd's like right-hand men.
Okay.
And so he found out that they were, you know, there was something going on between them. And when they were in the moment, having this moment, you know, having this argument, he FaceTimed Floyd because I remember like when the story dropped that Floyd being on FaceTime, that was like a big thing. Everybody, all the news stations were saying like, yeah, he was on FaceTime with Floyd. And I was just like, that's kind of weird to be on FaceTime with your best friend and then kill your wife.
Yeah.
So that, and so nobody ever said the reason he was on FaceTime with Floyd.
Oh.
And so 50 released, you know, saying the reason he was on FaceTime because he was arguing with you about fucking his wife.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Now, it went that deep, but Floyd put out that 50 got herpes from his baby mama.
Right. With the Daphne chick. Was it the Daphne chick?
Daphne Joy. So she got herpes?
Damn.
I seeing her all the time at the play place. Let me be quiet.
Yeah.
The play place.
Yeah. I mean, who's to say what, who has what, but
yeah.
they share way too much information between each other.
They going in, and Floyd was talking about 50 money ain't like it's supposed to be. Yeah. They're 50 living in an apartment, yep. and that house in Connecticut is dilapidated, yeah. and you know it was a dump. It was losing money. He ain't got no hits. The only reason people watch Power is because of Ghost. I mean, Floyd was getting it in.
Yeah,
he went in.
And 50 was like, well, he had somebody write that shit for him.
Did you see the rough draft he put up?
These niggas are going at it. Heavy.
And they gonna kiss and make up at the end of all of this. That's what's crazy.
I know. So
they're like brothers. You know how you just go. But they just
it's too that's too far.
That's way too far. People dying.
Especially bringing two dead people into the situation. Right. You know, like
Man.
That shit was nasty.
Man. So Layla, what else is happening?
Let's talk about Miss Amber. Hey, my phone is ringing right now. Uh-oh. And that's like, I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Could I tell you about, I should tell you why my phone's ringing, but I'm
Why is it ringing?
No, I'm just saying, I feel like when you give people an inch, they take like fucking
a football
foot.
Yard.
Uh-oh.
Like I can't. Mm. Like, seriously. Like, for real, I just feel
I
like.
I hope whoever that is watching. Cause
I know.
You're going to feel that energy.
No, yes. I'm just saying, like, if I say, don't FaceTime me or don't call me or don't do something and you continue to do it, that means you're just saying, fuck what I'm saying. Because I personally don't FaceTime. I don't FaceTime. And people always want to FaceTime me. And I said, don't ever FaceTime me unless you, like, text me and say, hey, like, can we FaceTime?
Get an Android then.
Right.
You don't want to FaceTime. Little nigga.
And then you just keep doing it until you think I'm going to answer.
Oh, damn.
You just keep calling. And I just never answer, but you just keep doing it.
Wait, Lee, I just wanted to show you I just got out the shower. You know? The niggas forcing a FaceTime on you.
I just don't. It's only don't like it because it's like, fuck what I say.
Man.
And that shows a lot about your personality. And guys, this is why I don't fucking have a man. Am I extra, y'all? I'm being extra.
Man.
Okay.
So let's give us a story. What's going on out here?
So Amber Rose got an app.
Okay.
And it's for what it's gonna do. It's gonna actually pay women's rent as well as pay for their college tuition. And it's gonna be called And it's gonna be called Amber Rose Community App. And that's what it's called. And she's basically it's a women empowerment app.
So how does it pay your rent?
To the bottom of that.
But y'all can look this up. I verified this over and over again. She's actually paying this out of her pocket. So I don't know if she's gonna do it as a tax write-off, but this is coming from her pocket. She said she's
paying. It can't be. She ain't holding like that.
That's what she said, yo, guys. I swear to God.
It has to be funded from somebody. I'm trying to
say.
And first of all, you know every woman in America is about to sign up for that app.
Well, she didn't say she was doing it for
Amber ain't holding like that.
Because all she has to do is do it for like literally one person and say she's doing it. You get what I'm saying? So she said that it's called the Amber Rose Community App. And she's basically, the first thing she's going to do is she's going to fly 3 of her biggest fans out to her slut walk next year.
Okay. Sounds fun.
It's really.
I'm just trying to see how she's gonna fund. You know, what's she gonna fly them out to do? Are they gonna do something strange for some change?
Lord,
Madam Amber? What's she about to do?
She get there and be like, "Here's your knee pads."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, so yeah, I gotta look and see, you know, how they're funding that. But shout out to Amber, she had that other app, that mother emoji.
Yeah.
You know, she's building
her
brand.
Yeah, she's doing it. She says she's paying for it out of her pocket, though. So maybe she got a loan. Maybe she's funding it through something else. But she's saying she's paying for it out of pocket, so. So that's her app. She keeps it going,
Did you just
though.
Wake up one day and was like, I'm going to pay somebody's rent today?
No, but Amber, this is another thing. Amber will say something that ain't necessarily true.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, she started talking about she bought King of Diamonds or one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, she said she bought a strip club. She's like, yeah, I used to be a stripper and now I own a strip club.
No,
and
she definitely don't own King
of
Diamonds.
Yeah, they were like, you don't own this fucking, the owners was like, you didn't buy this damn club.
You're right.
Yeah, so she'll say some shit and I guess sometimes it'll, you know, try to get a publicity or whatever and make it go viral and then try to capitalize off of it like that. Mm. So I don't know. Yeah, you dig? What is going on, Bree?
I don't know what the hell going on in Oakland or the Bay Area or whichever one is called. Which is called the Bay Area.
The same thing. All of that. Oakland, San Francisco, Berkeley, that's the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's like every couple days or every couple weeks you hear a story about a black innocent person being slain at the hands of a white supremacist.
Yeah.
And the latest are the 2 young girls at BART train station, Tashia and Nia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know all the details of this story because you've been posting about
it. Yeah, I was helping to break that story when it was happening.
Yeah.
This white supremacist, who we think that he's connected to the skinheads, because when he, there was surveillance of him wearing these boots with black boots with white strings.
Yep.
And that's something that skinheads wear. Mm-hmm. That's like an initiation thing until they get their red strings.
And
so this was definitely
they acquire their red strings by killing,
A black
person.
Yeah, by spilling blood. That's what the red strings mean. So it's definitely a racial attack. And the media and the news, they're acting dumb. Like, oh, it was so random. It wasn't random.
Yeah.
This dude changed clothes. It was a very premeditated murder. And, you know, the city of Oakland turned up. There was a rally yesterday at this pub where one white supremacist group called the Proud Boys, who many people think are connected to this guy, they were supposed to show up. And I think some of them were there, but the people there jumped.
Like
they caught one and beat the brakes off his ass.
Yeah.
As they should. But this is why we got to keep an eye on these white supremacist groups. And not just these white supremacist groups, just random white supremacists, period.
Yeah.
All these people coming up to black folks, instigating this bullshit. Like, hey, you're selling lemonade, I'm going to call the cops. We're going to have to look at those people as a damn threat. Let's not sit up and play games and argue with them. Either get on the phone with the police and say, hey, I'm being harassed, or you beat the brakes off their ass right then and there and then bounce. But just don't sit back and let these people try to provoke you into something where they're going to start acting like a victim and then call the police and all that. We're going to have to take these folks real seriously.
And the thing about those type of people is they look like random everyday white Karens and Susies and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like these ladies that are approaching black. First of all, the balls that you have to approach a black woman and say, oh, I hear you selling food stamps. Like, that girl could have beat the shit out of you right where you stand.
Yeah.
Just because of your approach.
Yeah.
And then I saw another lady approaching. She was in Berkeley, approached telling some black people to get out of here. You're not wanted here.
Right,
get out of here.
Right.
And they actually called the police arrested her.
Yes.
Put her ass on the ground.
Yes. So again, we're going to have to start being offensive with a lot of stuff that we do. We're going to have to start being proactive in the way we handle these folks so we can neutralize that threat. Just like when they came down here to L.A., the Proud Boys tried to have something at and the Oath Keepers tried to do something at Maxine Waters' office down in South Central, and them brothers ran them all the way up out of L.A. So we got to be on that type of shit, you know. But it is what it is. Layla, what else is going on out here?
What is up with your boy, Tekashi? Is he lying?
Tekashi said that he got robbed and kidnapped and beaten. Then he took a picture in the hospital, laying on the hospital bed with the rainbow hair and all the...
Did you hear the last...
And he didn't have no bruise no more all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. The bruise went away.
Gone.
I'm like, what? This nigga...
But guess what? The police is trying to confirm the shit is true.
Right, because they don't know if it's true or not.
No, the surveillance, they said... This morning it came out, the police were saying there is some surveillance. The story that he was saying, like, oh, they threw me in the back of the car. They said it matches up to his story.
Okay.
Or is he... Do you feel like the police are just, like... working with him?
We never know. Who the hell is at my house? Somebody's trying to get in my gate. But yeah, you never know. You never know with that dude, because he trolls a lot, and it's very convenient for him to get beat up and kidnapped on the same day he got a single with Nicki Minaj coming out.
Right.
The same exact day.
Yeah, because the police are trying to say, oh yeah, we got surveillance cameras on the street. We looked at him and it's matching up.
And
so
he said it was he said it was like somebody in his circle.
Right. Because they knew where he lived at.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a joke. He's a joke.
Yeah, you dig. But, you know, if somebody got at him, I would think they would get at him a little harder than that.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That I was like,
No. And plus, the way he was looking in the hospital bed, it just looked like one of them fake. No, my good side. Yeah, you can tell him. Well, motherfucker knocked out. You know, motherfucker be looking crazy.
I did look hella fake. I did. It looked like he was so fake. Like, baby, wait.
Yeah,
good side.
People don't be kind of trying to look sexy knocked out in sleep. I know. Remember when we were on tour and I snuck a picture of Layla in the car. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Layla.
Mouth wide open. I got pictures of her sleep too. Mouth wide open.
You got to post that,
Brie. No! That's why, if I do something bad, y'all can post it.
No.
But I look so horrible when I sleep because I go in the deepest sleep, y'all. It's so bad. My mouth be open.
Wide open. Like, you can pour a Pepsi in that.
I don't know. with like jambalaya crumbs.
Like, damn, girl.
I know, I'll be gone, you guys. I'll be so knocked up.
Man, man, man. So what else is happening out here, Bree?
So this is real random, and TMZ posted it, so I don't know how true it is.
You're so stupid. Yeah.
But Destiny's child, Michelle Williams, checks into a mental health facility.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe that. Poor Michelle.
Why do y'all believe that?
I do.
It too.
Yeah, because Michelle, she's struggling. I mean, she was struggling. What? I mean, she would she would struggle in the group. You know this.
She fell down like four times.
She'd be falling down all the time. Like, poor thing.
She falls down a lot.
All the time.
She does.
Okay.
She's fucking up the dance moves. She's clumsy.
She's her rhythm is off. But like, mental health facility.
People were blaming her dude on it. What do you think about that?
That white dude. She, I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's real funny style. You know.
Yeah. Funny style like how? Like, I'm so.
This dude. Yeah,
elusive to this story.
Okay, yeah, she got engaged to this white dude.
Well, I know that part, but like.
But we did some background research on his ass, and his family, racist as fuck.
Really?
What?
Yeah, his family is on. They're that we stand for the flag type of bullshit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There's those kind of people. Yeah, yeah.
And he's one of those, him too, he's one of these people that. We got to support the police no matter what. It's that type of thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's not outwardly like, I don't like black
No, it's not
people.
Like nigga. Yeah, no, yeah, it's that whole coded thing
that's
more dangerous. That's that coded shit that's very dangerous. So, yeah, we did a whole expose on that dude, and his thing is real funny style. So no telling what's going on behind closed doors.
What does he do for a living?
He's a preacher.
Oh,
yeah, he's a minister. He's a minister. Yeah, so.
Because I'm just like, you know, she do her gospel albums and, you know, she sell her little records. It just seemed like Beyonce or Kelly would go crazy, you know, have mental health issues before Michelle.
No.
Because they're dealing with so much more pressure. So, you know, it's a grander scale. So it's just like, I mean, you know, I can't knock nobody's mental health, but it's just
it's
so random.
You never know what people never know how you grew up. See, that's what be killing me about people. You don't know what's going on. No matter how somebody's smiling or being sad, you just don't know what's going on in folks' head.
Yeah.
You just don't fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hopefully, hopefully she'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're rooting for her because even though she's clumsy, you still like her. I like her.
I do. I like her.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Michelle because she's trying. You know what I'm saying?
She's trying.
You're like, she ain't the best, you know, but she's trying. She's trying to. She's a little.
Shut up.
She's a little Negro that could. You know. You know? So shout out to her.
Good enough to get in the group.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Shit. You know, being in Destiny's Child was some stressful shit.
I was about to say that was probably traumatizing in itself.
Yeah, because my girl Farrah, she was in there. You know.
Oh
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Farrah's on my old book cover.
Right.
Yeah.
You said she got in trouble.
Yeah.
For
being on the book cover on my book, The Art of
Mac. But it wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't that bad at all. But Matthew was on some bullshit. They wanted to get her out anyway.
Let's get Matthew up here.
I know. And Matthew, how he getting down now.
This nigga,
yeah, he's 70 years old with 2-year-old babies and shit. Crying.
Oh, my God.
You dig?
Yeah.
But anyway, Bree, what else is going on out here, dear?
So, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood came on yesterday.
Oh, I heard.
Lord have mercy. I've been waiting on this season. And you want to know the reason I've been waiting is because of our guest and his situation with Tierra. Like, that was juicy to me.
Yeah.
Oh, but it gets juicier.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I never thought I would watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood because it wasn't that great. But this season is
I didn't think I would be.
Fire.
Yeah, because I don't like.
Fire.
I don't like all the ratchet shit.
Yeah.
But there is so much shit going on. Did y'all see K. Michelle call an IV?
Oh,
she called in an IV to her rehearsal because she was stressing over an argument she was having with Lyrica.
Oh, damn.
Never seen. First of all, you come into this unsanitized place and put an IV in her.
Oh,
and
God.
It's because of her, the stuff that's in her ass.
Yeah, she has removed her booty shot. So ever since she's had the booty shot, she said she went to the same doctor that everybody goes to in Atlanta in a hotel room.
Oh, damn.
And they inject. It's not even legal, obviously.
Oh,
it's
she got the fake, those kinds.
Yeah,
okay.
But she went way before.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
she got that garbage.
She said she has been having health problems, and she has to go back and forth and back
and
forth.
And she's having trouble even having it. She was saying she's having so much trouble even having it taken out.
Mm,
so she has to get, like, an IV every now and then to stay hydrated.
God damn.
Yeah.
But that's not even the juice. That's not even all the juice.
Mm.
She accused Lyrica of having sex with Safari.
She did.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
She really did. So do you believe her?
Who?
Do you believe that Lyrica and Safari really had some little flirtation thing going on?
Yeah, because I don't put it past them.
Because K. Michelle was pretty adamant. I mean, people lie and shit, but she was like, okay, so this just came from the sky.
Yeah.
I feel like there's always truth to like a little bit of rumors that comes from somewhere, kind of, sort of, right?
I really wouldn't put it past.
That's crazy.
Because her husband looked pretty moved. Safari, like, he tried to act like he wasn't moved, but he was moved.
Yeah, A1.
Yeah, he was moved.
He wanted to fight Safari. And he knew. Because Safari, I think, on the preview kind of admitted that they were. Well, that's how they edited it anyway.
Yeah.
They made it seem like Safari was like, yeah, you know, we was texting or whatever. And then A1 jumped across the table.
Oh,
bam. I was like, this is nuts.
But is it real? Because sometimes some of that shit is so scripted. You know, like, even when you look at the reunion, some of this shit, those
they'll
fights.
They'll be laughing about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Either some great acting going on.
But even the audience is fake in those reunions. You see, like, they'll be arguing and the audience like, ooh, damn. Ooh, don't do it, Mendeecees. Ooh, Lord. Don't hit a Cardi B. Ooh, Lord Jesus. The audience be on some coon shit.
I forgot about Mendeecees. Yeah. Did
you think it was fake when Jocelyn got up and whooped all them people?
Now, that wasn't fake.
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you how A1 was going at.
No, let me tell you one thing about Love & Hip Hop. Some of it's scripted, but half of that shit be real in real life.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
I think they just.
That shit be real sometimes.
You know, I think they just guide the conversation. They guide the conversation. The producers say, oh, come in and say this and say that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
Lord, but yeah, I gotta start watching.
Because
I got bored with Atlanta season. Yeah. I don't know who half the folks were.
It's so bad. I can't believe how bad. When Stevie J and Jocelyn left, I'm sorry.
It got real bad. They got all these random people. Like, my name is Jenny. I rap down here in Atlanta. And they can't talk for shit. They all got the same fucking lace front on. It's like, who the fuck are these people? I'm in the studio. All right. So yeah, I gotta look at the new season.
Yeah, the Hollywood looks really.
Is Monice on there? Monice.
Yeah, she tried to throw a chair at Princess while she was pregnant.
Yeah, her little skinny ass Monice is this big,
and she had a chair the same size as her trying to throw it at my Princess.
Pregnant girl. I'm like, who throws a chair at a pregnant girl?
God, I would have bopped her dead in her forehead.
Man, there's
no way.
You can't get that mad when you find a pregnant person.
Man. And I hope Princess take care of her when she had that baby. She had the baby. Right? Yeah, she had that baby. Need somebody to lay her ass out.
Somebody said the best part of City Lights video was Bree titties.
Y'all so random. First of all,
the City Light video, Bree looked so funny. The way Bree's
so
face
funny.
Was, the way she was, it was looking so stank on the corner dancing, bopping your titties.
With this damn Easter outfit on. I had on all these pastels, standing on Hollywood. I was so irritated. I'm like, why the hell didn't he tell us what we were doing?
Lord.
I know, we looked like we were all going to three different parties.
I know.
I looked like I was going to the Hostro.
Yes.
My outfit was straight. Just
oh my God.
Trashy.
And I kind of had a whole stroll outfit and I could have put it on, but I came looking all classic.
Man.
And it was like, nah.
It was fun, but we made it work. And the director, he was like, okay, you guys run after the car.
Yeah.
And Layla started running in the hills. I'm dying laughing. I'm like,
that shit was so random.
Because he was telling us to run. We're like, why the fuck are we
running?
Running?
I'm like, why are they running to the car, Ron? That don't really make no sense. He just throw out all types of ideas.
Yeah, he do.
Okay. Twerk over there by the McDonald's.
Damn! I mean, stand over here in this corner and twerk. I'm like, what?
I don't know where his vision is coming from. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, because a lot of stuff we didn't even use. Some of the stuff at the house. We had one girl, you know, the one girl at the house.
Yeah,
she wasn't in it. We had to.
The ball girl.
Yeah. Because
she was one of the leads?
She was just one of the dancers, but it just didn't fit for the whole thing. So we had
to edit the girl out.
Yeah, we had to because it just didn't fit with the storyline. And the director, because he had her doing like a twerking solo. He was like, okay, let's just hike it up a little higher. There you go. Like, and we didn't use none of that.
It was so random.
They had that girl twerking for no fucking reason.
I know.
I ran into your lead over the weekend.
Oh, where'd you see her?
We both worked the Insecure Fest.
Oh, how was that?
Oh,
that shit was dope. Hey, y'all.
What'd you do?
Insecure Fest was dope as shit. Like, for real. There was free drinks, free food. There was games.
Mm.
There were performances. 2 Chainz. They premiered the first episode of the next season. Like, it was dope. All of the cast was there. A lot of different celebrities were there. It was really, really dope. But you know what I realized? Like, people... this VIP situation. Oh, Lord.
Lord, do tell.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry for yelling. Mm-hmm. But all of the people who you expect to be VIPs, like, okay, so do you guys, you know who Melanie Fiona is?
Yeah.
She was there. Evelyn Lozada's daughter was there. Mm-hmm. It was a couple different people. Like, you see them and you know exactly who they are and you know that, you know what they've done.
Right.
And then you have these IG that got a lot of followers.
Oh,
and
God.
Where's VIP? Oh, I can't go in through this regular line. I need to go in through the VIP.
The IG folks?
Yes, and Melanie Fiona wasn't even acting like that. It was like, oh, you know, you get this band. She wasn't asking for no extra bands and all of that shit. And it's just like, these IG people is ridiculous.
Yeah, wow. These IG people are gay.
I'm talking about, they wouldn't even walk through the regular gate. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to be on this side. They not letting nobody else in nowhere else but right here. So where do you think you're going?
Oh, they thought they had two different sides and they didn't?
Well, they did, but it was for Issa and her like, cast. Right. Like, real VIPs. Like, who are you? I don't
Wait,
know you.
Could you say, you can't say no names, huh? Was it any IG people that you recognize or people just said, oh, these are IG people?
No, I
you did? Okay,
them,
yeah. I know you told me. Tell me later.
Tell us now.
No.
Like,
you're going to trash him.
Like, Jay Versace needs champagne at his table. You know, that type of shit.
Yes, literally. Like,
no way. Wow,
the VIP situation was crazy. And the crazy thing about it was, this would be VIP. This is regular people. What is the difference?
Yeah.
Have a seat, sir.
Man.
Shit.
Did you get to see Issa?
Did
you get like closer where you could like have a conversation?
It wasn't a conversation type of atmosphere. It was like a quick, hey, how you doing? Love your show.
Okay.
Yeah, and all of them were there. Jay was not there though. Lawrence, the male lead character.
Yeah, I just started, so.
Oh, yeah. So
I just started. I'm catching up. I'm almost there.
He's not going to be on the next season. Sorry to ruin it for you.
I did see that on the blogs though. And I was like, okay.
Oh, damn. Yeah, damn.
They wrote him out for, like, no apparent reason, really.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, yeah, I don't give up too many spoilers. I want to see what the hell. Yeah.
You ask them. Do you watch Insecure?
I do. I watch it. Like the show. The show is pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you guys been watching Power, though?
You know what? I'm so mad that I haven't. I just had a lot going on the last past week, but I need to catch up.
Niggasplaining. Here's some niggasplaining.
No, shut up, Tariq. You know that's my show. Layla. So you know if I ain't watched it, I have a lot going on right now. But I'm going home, and I'm two episodes behind, Tariq. I'm so upset.
Man. I'm two episodes behind as well, but I heard they getting pretty damn
Damn
lame.
It. I need to see it. Oh, yeah. My God. I'm
have you watched
right
them?
Now.
What? A Power?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't
oh,
spoil
is
it.
Getting, is it getting lame, though? No. Like, people are saying, like, the storyline is
it's getting
dragging.
Lame?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying.
Really?
No, they're taking their time. You know, kind of setting up everything, but it's you know, you just got to follow it because it's the thing is a lot of stuff you forget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have a bad way of reminding people of who's who because they'll start talking about somebody from last season and you don't remember. Because remember, Power, there's a long drag before the shit comes back on air, so you can forget about all of these other little kingpins here and there. So you just have to be reminded of it. But it's still good. It's real good. I like Loren Tate's character. You know,
he didn't care. He definitely.
That nigga, that nigga drinks vampire blood or some shit.
Hey,
that nigga
said she ran into him in a beauty supply.
What was he
in the valley?
What's he doing at a beauty
she
supply?
She was like, he was in there looking for cream of nature, and they're asking him to.
Does that make you look that damn young? Give me some cream of fucking nature. That nigga put it on his skin. What the fuck that nigga do?
I'm like, girl, I would have jumped on that nigga.
So young.
Give me the products that nigga use.
You know, cream of nature.
Some Nivea, whatever.
Cream of nature. I'm giving you the secret.
What's cream of nature? What is that? It's like cream of wheat.
It's like
it's for your hair.
Yes. Yeah.
It's for your hair. He's so stupid. But he could put it on his skin.
You come here with cream of nature slapped across your face. Lord have mercy.
Cream of nature. Hilarious. Let's not put that man's business out there. We don't know what.
What's wrong with cream of nature?
No, no, he might be using that for something else.
Juices and berries.
Wait, which beauty supplies I go out? No.
Oh my God!
Just trying to creep on that man.
Sir, he's married.
Man.
I want to take a call. We can't take a call.
Yeah, let's see because the phone lines.
That
you
shit
know.
Gonna be like bang bang bang.
I know.
Bang bang bang.
I feel like I
get
loud.
Let's see who we got on the phone. Let me turn the phone lines on real quick, family, because again with Skype. They don't allow you for some reason to turn the sounds off. So
that's so crazy.
I don't know why the new Skype doesn't let you turn the sounds off. But all right, the phone number is 818. There we go. Shit. Oh,
hey.
Shut you down.
Hold it up now.
There we go. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? It's Mark from Canton.
Mark from where?
Canton, Ohio.
There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
ain't that much, man. I seen that City Lights video. That's what's up, man.
Much respect, brother. Did you get the album?
You know? No, I ain't get the album yet. My money kind of funny, but I get it next Friday when I get paid.
You ain't got $9? It's $9, my nigga. This ain't some shit you got to take out a loan for, goddammit. It's $9. You got $9.
He don't have it. He gonna wait till he
get paid.
My
money look funny. What I got to do? I got to move this weight a little bit. I got a shipment coming in from Colombia. I'm going to break it down and flip it. And once I break that down and get my street team on the corner, I'm going to go ahead and get that
nigga. Oh, my God.
This nigga sound like Pablo Escobar. It's a $9 fucking album, my nigga. Shit. Go to iTunes and just download it. Just push a button twice and you'll get it, brother. All right, but thanks for the call. Niggas always so goddamn extra with little shit.
$9.
$9.
Me and Bree supported for the $9.
I know, man. That's what, half a blunt? How much do blunts cost these days? Bree, you're a blunt smoker. How much do blunts cost?
He's put your business.
Excuse me? They cost $10.
Don't sit here like you don't know the price.
Like, excuse me?
Price? I get mine for free. Niggas be
Daddy,
paying for me.
You do not hear this, Dad.
Man. So, Bree, what else is happening in the news before we get
up out
of here?
Man, I'm looking for something going on in the news. What else is going on in the news?
Throw us something. Layla, one of y'all throw us something. Give us one last.
It was a little dry.
I know. One last story before we get out of here. You dig?
Man. Okay, so this was from last week, though. I mean, it's probably nothing. I'm going to just throw this out here. Drake and Lala seen out on a date, but that probably ain't shit.
What?
Yeah, Drake and who? Lala Anthony. Out in New Orleans. Remember it was Essence Fest?
Okay, were they on a date? Or just, what did just
people,
out kicking?
No, people were just saying that they were spotted out having dinner, and the paparazzi caught them.
Oh, damn.
And they said they really don't know what it was, but they were definitely out
having dinner. What's going on with her and Mello? What's the deal?
I believe that... they're not. This is my opinion, because every time she speaks, they're like, okay, so if Mello goes to another state, are you going to go? And she was like, no, I'm in New York because my job is New York. Okay. That don't sound like that you with him. Mm. That's just my opinion. Mm. Like, if my husband is moving to wherever if Houston or whatever, because there's talks of him moving to Houston or whatever, then you should go with him. If you're together, if you're like, oh, my job, power only tapes, you know, 6 months and then you're done, or however long, and then you can live wherever you want to live.
How do you know it's power the only thing she got going on? Probably spend her into a gang of other shit.
Maybe there's airplanes. There's plenty of people that live wherever they want to live and just
First
fly.
Of all, I think she's just trying to talk some big willy shit. She going to move where that man
is. You think so?
Hell yeah.
She's very quiet, though, on what's going on.
Are they separated, legally separated?
Well, no, they were. She did say they were separated. Before she said they were separated, but then it was like they kept being spotted together, which means nothing because they have a kid together.
Right.
It's just she just left it like us hanging. We have no idea.
But that's just like the same thing with Fabulous and Emily. Like, they keep dressing alike, popping up together.
Same thing with T.I. and Tiny.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Right, yeah, because so Tiny just got a car. T.I. just got you a car. Thank you, baby. You know, that type of shit.
So you don't know.
So you never
just
know.
Gotta stay out these people business and let them do them.
But you know what I be thinking nowadays? I really think, and I'm starting to just think, that these millennial folks, I just have open relationships. That's what I'm starting to think.
What
do
you mean millennial? All them old ass people we was just talking about? Like,
no.
Well, they just, or the millennium. Like, the millennium has brought these people to think that it's just, whatever it is what it is. That's the vibe I'm getting right now.
That's the vibe, period. Yeah. Like, you very seldomly run into,
like, monogamous
marriages or, you know, people that are, like, committed to one person.
Yeah.
It's always people that say, oh, do you have a girlfriend? I got a situation.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
You got a girlfriend or not? Like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? I hate the whole question mark situation. Why is that happening
right now? But anyway, y'all, that is it. We about to get up out of here. Layla, what you got up for this weekend? What y'all got up?
It's my baby's birthday.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. You know, I get in Kim Kardashian when we start leaving. I'm like, it's my baby's birthday on Saturday.
Cool.
I might go to Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
Why don't I get an invite to your baby's birthday?
Oh, you know, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but you will get an invite. I don't know.
She sounds like she lying.
I really don't. I really know. If I do a party, I'm inviting you, too, because you got kids, too.
No doubt. Absolutely.
So if I do a party.
I don't even got no kids.
No. I definitely want to do something. And I will invite you guys. I just don't know what I'm doing yet. It's kind of like I had a lot going on. But also, guys, I'm very proud to say that I am launching back my YouTube channel, which I did last week by myself, because I had Layla Brandy live. Remember?
Yep.
And everybody kept asking me, like, yo, if y'all and Brandy can't figure out the times and do it together, why don't y'all do it separately? Mm. And then people kept asking for it. So I will be going live every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Cool.
Tonight by myself because I've been preaching about that a lot.
And what's the YouTube channel?
It's now I changed it to Layla Lopez Live.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the same thing. All kind of either hot topics, relationship stuff, and dating, all that kind of stuff. Just, you know,
was your
shoot
show
the
together?
Shit,
it was on Tuesdays?
It was. Oh, it was okay. Me and Brandy did Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We did 2 days.
Oh, y'all.
And so people kept asking, y'all beefing? Y'all was like, hell no, we not beefing. Mm. I talk to her all the time. It's just that our schedule.
Right. How's Brandy? Have you talked to her?
You know, she's good. I talked to her last week. Okay, she's totally, she's good. She's good. She has a lot going on as well with her family and stuff.
Yeah.
I talked to her then when that happened with her uncle, with her grandfather and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, no, she's totally fine.
Cool. But y'all tune into that. And Bree, what you got going on?
I'm going to be working in the gym.
Working. You don't invite me to the gym.
Nigga, we not about to have this conversation.
Don't invite me nowhere. But Bree, I will give you this. You know, Bree hit me up the other day, and I was so excited. Bree was trying to take me on a date.
Oh, damn.
To get sushi.
Oh, shit.
She was like, hey, boo, I want to take you on a date.
Is sushi a metaphor for something, or is it actual sushi?
Hell no.
Just asking.
First of all.
Just asking for a friend.
First of all. Layla wants somebody to take home a date so bad. I said, I'm looking.
She was searching for a sushi date. I was just trying to say, like, if I win, you paying, right?
Oh, Lord. just like real niggas.
It takes some finesse. She thinks she's a finesse queen.
She was trying to finesse her some down.
Finesse her some sushi. Some raw fish.
Some halibut.
I was gonna come in a tight dress and everything. Like, Bree, you gonna pay for my food, girl? You see this booty?
Both of y'all gonna try to fight your way into a free meal. Layla ass gonna be money. Out, Bree titties out. Who paying? You paying? Me paying?
I have my coins ready.
Man. Anyway, y'all, we about to get out of here. Layla, where can we find you on the gram?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And where can we find Miss Bree?
I'm at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMALL. And I want to say shout out to Jasmine 304 for sending us these shirts.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It does. I love it. Films and Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, let me show mine.
Yes.
I'm looking like that right now.
Yes.
I'm looking like that right now.
Cute shirts.
I love the skin I'm in.
Yes, indeed.
Look at Layla being thotty. Stand up, Layla.
Hello.
What? Am I
setting
up?
Yeah.
Put it.
Woo!
Oh, there you go. Look at Layla. Got the tan legs.
Woo!
Like
it. Hey. Wait, no. Stand up. Wait,
yeah, you stand up, Bree.
I ain't stand up. Hold on. I ain't stand up.
Let's get Bree. Come on, Bree.
Come on, Bree.
I'm Don Cornelius, and welcome to Thought Train. We're on the Thought Train. We'll be right back on the Thought Train. We're going to have a Thought Train scramble board coming up next. The word of the day is stank. You got to.
All
right, y'all. We out of here. Follow me on Instagram at Tariqa Lee, guys. Holla.
That shit do sound like some soldiers.
Hell yeah.